To discuss more of what we can expect, what's been happening, we've got Channel 9 weather reporter Nicole Rolls with us. Mate, has it been bad? How? Like, some people say it is, some people say it hasn't.
Good morning. Well, yeah, look, as I said yesterday, we've still seen those heavier falls up along the north coast. Around Mackay itself, it hasn't been too bad, and it won't be again today. We are expecting heavy falls at times. Probably this morning we'll see those heaviest falls up to about 20 millimetres on the way, so nothing like what's going on up in Townsville. Up around Bowen, though, we've seen falls getting close to 100 millimetres overnight, and there will be heavy falls again today. So for people in those areas, they do need to watch out for things like water over the road, localised flooding. But for us in Mackay, it looks like we may have dodged a bullet. But of course, as I said yesterday, that system is pretty unpredictable. So it's worth keeping an eye on warnings right through the day just to make sure that we're not going to get anything too serious.
And what about Proserpine and the Whitsundays? What are they looking like? We heard that the Proserpine River was going to be has a flood warning out for it at the moment.
Yeah, there is a flood warning in place for the Proserpine River. Again, they're looking at heavier falls as well, overnight close to 100 millimetres as well. So again, today they're looking at heavy falls and storms. The heaviest falls will be up until about 10 o'clock this morning. After that, it will start to get a little bit lighter. So, yeah, for people in those areas, do keep an eye on warnings. There is a flood warning in place for the Proserpine River. Be really cautious in those areas.
Absolutely. Nicole, have you ever had any run-ins with floods yourself?
Look, when I was living in Brisbane in 2011, there was an awful flood here, and I had family members living right on the river, which burst its banks, and the house that my grandmother was living in almost went under, so we spent a frantic afternoon moving things out of the house and trying to prep so if the house went under. But I think the most important thing, is for people who think their house is going under, if it looks like the water's rising really rapidly, don't do that. Don't worry about getting stuff out of the house. Just go,
Absolutely.
Save
well,
yourselves,
hopefully
yeah.
It doesn't get anything like that here. But, Nicole, thank you so much from Channel 9 Weather for having a chat with us.
No worries. We'll have all the latest tonight at 6 o'clock.